Before we get started here, Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness would like to remind you to like, share, subscribe, and click on the notification bell so you will be the first to know when more silliness has emerged from the vault. You will also find links to all the other platforms that you can listen to us on, as well as email addresses to contact the show and another to order the children's book I wrote with my friend Tracy Crossman, who illustrated it. It really is suitable for all ages. Thanks for indulging me in some promotion. Okay. We turn the radio dial back to 1994 again this week, May 14th, 1994. A dumb birthday game, which, as the game goes, may have reached a new low. I'm pretty sure each time we played, we reached new lows while we strived for comedic highs. Norm puts out a call to anyone thinking of having children to really try to have a famous one on May 14th, as there were only 3 birthdays to celebrate. We use an event and then delve into May 18th to round out the game. Today's cast is as follows. John in Somerville. Michelle and her husband Jerry from Tingsboro. WBZ producer Adam Wolf. Emilio Muscles Murata, who was propped up on pillows and phone books to produce and play the game. I'm on the phone and raging with jealousy. And Jack Hart in traffic, showcasing some of his impressions. And Norm gets in on the impression shtick too. Birthdays for the 14th, Patrice Munsell, George Lucas, Tony Perez. And the event was the first Olympic Games in the U.S. They were held in St. Louis, Missouri, but in what year? Birthdays from the 18th, Perry Como. Now this very well may be the longest time we've ever spent on one person. There's a litany of age-related jokes, talk of an old show on WHDH, and Norm sings us a song. My dental work. And plenty of Italian is spoken, closing with a beautiful sentiment from Emilio. We were all so very moved by his words. You will be too. And lots of maniacal laughter. When we finally continue with the game, we wrap it up with Bill Macy and Robert Morse. Stick around as Norm informs the winner of what prizes they may receive and how they are obtained. The fun starts in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, this is the fabled and legendary dumb birthday game, the pride of WBZ Radio. Thank you so much. So you can imagine what the rest of the station sounds like. If this is the pride, I mean, give me a break, okay? Anyway, what we do is I tell you who's born on this day. There weren't too many people, well-known people, born on May 14th, I'm sorry to say. So if you're with child, and you want, and you expect your child to be very well known and be part of the dumb birthday game in the future, May 14th, just a little hint to the wise or something. Have the baby born May 14th. We could use it for a few more. Anyway, we'll try some dates also. I'll tell you some event that happened on May 14th. Tell me the year, and then we'll pick out some other birthdays during the coming week, because that's the way I am, creative every moment. Let's see who's going to be playing the game with us. John in Somerville, Will.
Hi, just filling out my scorecard here.
Okay. Do you have an official dumb birthday game scorecard? Because I have them here.
I've got the underground one that they sell outside the stadium.
Oh, outside the studio here.
I really miss Schirmfeller, too, you know.
You miss Schirmfeller? Oh, I'm sorry. That was in relation to the Fenway Park thing you were just alluding to. Is that it?
Did he really write that song, Summertime?
Yes, he did.
That's
he wrote that. He also wrote a tribute to John F. Kennedy, a symphony that the Philadelphia Orchestra played. Yeah, he wrote a number of things. Very talented, very nice man. Anyway, I have the official. Hear this? You can tell us on official.
Yeah, you got thicker paper.
Stationery. This is the much thicker paper. It's specially made with all kinds of watercress marks on it, so that it cannot be duplicated. And it's the official dumb birthday game scorecard. And boy, aren't you just so jealous, boy? Huh? You could spit.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Michelle in the Tingsboro.
Hi.
Who's playing the hello to Michelle? You have such a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you. It sounds better with this laryngitis.
I don't know. Do you think if once you get rid of the laryngitis, your voice will sound really rotten? You don't really believe that, do you?
Oh, you told me it was really sweet before, so.
It is. No, it sounds really nice. It really sounds nice, yeah.
Sounds kind of funny singing the Norm Nathan song here. My husband and I have been singing along the jingle.
Well, you're a couple of silly pooks. Now, what's your husband's first name?
Jerry.
Okay, so I'll put down Michelle and Jerry. You can speak for him, or you can just take the guesses yourself. But if he wants to help you, that's okay.
Okay.
If he's silly, he's probably saying, help you, what is this? Some kind of a stupid game? What is that? Anyway, we have Adam Wolf, who's a producer here at WBZ, who'll be playing the game. I'm delighted to see you.
You need more women playing.
I know we do need more women playing. We need more women who work here at night is what we need. We don't need you. We don't need, like, Emilio is going to be playing the game with us. Do we need you, Emilio? You can get out of here and bring a woman in.
Well, we don't satisfy you, no?
I don't want to fool around with that. But the answer is definitely no. Oh, boy. Okay, let's see. Oh, Tony Nesbitt is here. Also, on the line with us. Are you there, Tony?
I am.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Something's wrong, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, Emilio has to take care of that.
Okay, no, you're coming in okay right now, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Contact testing.
Yeah, he's going to, you'll find the expression, but he's going to adjust you.
Oh, please. Hey. Well, I'm really jealous of you, especially this evening, Norm.
Why is that?
Young, lovely, voluptuous ladies calling you up all night.
We've had a lot of
How about that kid, the gentrified kid? She was amazing.
Yeah, she was interesting. Yeah, we've had a lot of,
I'm sitting here just mouth agape at the radio saying, I can't believe this guy scoring with the babes. I mean, Michelle is right, but Michelle's
well,
taken.
Well, actually, I had called up to just get on the air with Emilio. No offense, Norm, but...
Wow. you got to think about Emilio, is that what you're saying?
Well,
no, I just
my
call,
husband knows.
I call her muscles. Actually, Emilio is only about 4'2", skinny as a rail, and just if his face is broken out so badly, it pains you to look at it.
You know, Norm, you mentioned something about you'd like to have more women, especially working with you at night.
Yes.
And you had the girl from Emerson who was looking for an internship. When she's graduating, she could probably get a job.
You could have moved us right out, Norm. You could have just...
Yeah, well, I would have moved you out because you're not an intern. See, an intern doesn't get paid.
No,
yeah, she could probably come down and put in an application for a producer job or something like that.
And just move Tony, myself, and Adam right out the door.
Yeah, well, I'm probably
cutting my own throat, but what the heck? I mean, we need to train more women. And, of course, you know, if Emilio can do the job, then anyone can probably do this job.
I detect some undercurrents here.
Well, Tony, being 4 feet tall, as Norm has described me, it's very hard for me to reach the controls and everything.
That's what we got the three big pillows for.
And the telephone book from the seat.
That's right, the telephone book. Anyway, I hope you're satisfied with that explanation, Michelle. Okay, and we have Emilio, who's playing the game, which you probably guessed. And we have another guy who's just slightly shorter than Emilio, but has a deep voice which throws you off.
Yeah.
Jack Hyde, Mr. Traffic.
Hello.
He can't reach his microphone. It's really pitiful. All you can see is barely the top of his head.
Boy, are my neck and the muscles tired.
Yeah. Fortunately, I happen to make up for all of them because I'm a real stunner.
7 feet tall.
Seven feet tall, yeah. Hold on, who said that? Oh, there he is, down there.
Help him down from the table, Tony.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We'll start with a couple of birthdays on this date, and we'll do a couple of events that happened on this date, and you tell me the year, and it'll just be a whole lot of fun. Then we'll do our dot-to-dot, and then we'll do our coloring books.
Okay.
Okay, then we'll do the optical illusion quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a whole bunch of...
Can we do our Rorschach test?
No, that's grown-up stuff. That's for the management.
What were they thinking?
Yeah, I'll say, what does the ink blot remind you of? And they'll say, oh, yeah, I got to fire him tomorrow. I recognize him by the... So that's the way they do it. Anyway, Patrice Munsell, do you know that name? She's
not well-known.
No, we're getting off to a big start here. Let me tell you something about Patrice.
What's her last name?
Munsell.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, it's T.A. Munsell.
Munsell.
Where?
Now, let me see. Oh, yeah. M-U-N-S-E-L. Oh. And the first one is Patrice Opera. She's an opera star. I think she's still performing. She began her singing career with the Metropolitan Opera at the age of 17.
What year?
1993.
Thank you.
And as a matter of fact, she was on during the early days of television when, for a while, on some of these big variety shows, they would have an opera star on. And Patrice Mitchell is extremely attractive.
Now, Norm, could you just give Tony a second to mumble his way through and add that up?
Okay, well, you want to start with Tony? Do you think that would be...
No, I'm just saying, give him a second so we can mumble and add 93 to 94 and then put it all together. Because I know it's probably going to take
quite some
time.
Oh, I see that. This is a continuation of
formula.
This is a continuation of that feud you guys are having. Is that it?
It's shtick.
they're doing shtick. I see. Yeah. Now, we're going to start.
I haven't said a word. Jeez. Don't include me in this team. Hey, wait a minute.
I think there was some kind of a derogatory remark you made about Tomedio.
What?
As I recall, he didn't understand it. See, that it had to do with intelligence too. I think
it must have been while I was out. You know, trying to fiddle for the knob.
No, you were sitting right there. You were sitting right there.
That's impossible, Norm. I would have processed that and then answered back immediately.
I rest my case.
Okay. John, how old do you think Patrice Mancella?
Well, you're starting from the left?
Yeah, I'm starting from the left.
I only care to be
old. It's my left, your right.
All right.
And Adam's straight ahead, and Emilio's horizontal. And Michelle's vertical.
Wow.
I'd prefer. No, never mind.
Now, did you ever go to one of those dinners?
Don't
where
get
they
Jerry upset now.
The MC had the MC, because he has nothing much to say except the name of the person he's going to introduce. Always does that.
And let's say 72.
I was in the middle of a shtick there. Is that you, John? You said 72?
He just cut you right off.
72, yeah. Well, he's a wise man. It's a wise man that knows his poopy talk show host. 72.
Well, you can finish it now if you want.
No, no, I forgot what I was going to say, which is merciful. Michelle and Jerry. Michelle, what do you think?
I'm going to say 68.
Okay. And Adam Wolf?
73.
Tony, this is pretty good. You guys are not doing badly for, you know, for a person you never ever heard of before I brought her name up.
Hmm. Oh, that's a nice hint. Thank you. All right, so
I shouldn't have said
early
that
days yet. Of television, and she was 17.
When she started,
I know.
Yeah, when she started.
She started.
The Metropolitan Opera, which is, I don't know.
Oh, she was 17?
She began her singing career with the Metropolitan Opera at age 17. So she probably started earlier than that. I'm sorry, am I interrupting? What are you doing?
And facially? Maybe 26 seats in a row, and 2 seats, 1 each row after that.
And it
60, 70,
he's talking to himself.
Don't forget the balcony seat. You know what I'm trying to say, though?
No, I don't know. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I know. I understand. You're saying that you understand. I understand what you're saying. Is
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
No, you know.
Okay. It's kind of like 69.
Oh, what do you? Oh, see, is that what? Is that your answer? You kind of
just about to yell at you, Tony. And
I cut him off. Yeah,
you slipped it out.
Oh, 16. Very good. That was very good.
Thank you.
Kind of like a pitch that you think is going to go way off, and suddenly it goes right over the plate. It
darted right in.
Yeah, you know, going like steam, like fire. I forget what the question is. Anyway, Emilio, how old do you think Patrice Mancell is?
Well, since Michelle flattered me and wanted to play the game with me tonight, I'm going to stick with Michelle and say 68.
That is so tender. That is so lovely.
I'm a tender person, Norm.
You are. You are a tender person, despite the fact... Well, you have to be. You're such a short, little skinny
person. I have to
person.
Be very sensitive. That's right, to make up for my lack of physicality.
That's right. Jack, what do you think?
So she was 17. What was that very good year?
It was the year that I opened my dry goods store. It was a very good year. What kind of an accent was that?
I was going to ask you that.
You're Swedish.
When I was 17, I thought that was that's Jackie Mason.
When I was 17, I started smoking cigarettes, and I died at the age of 18 and a half.
Actually, 70.
I'm sorry. I'm doing all my steak off. I'm getting it out of the way.
Just get it the hell out of here.
Just throw it on the, right on the toilet, right at the beginning. I'm sorry, what did you say, 70?
70.
Okay. Patrice Munsell is 69.
Yes.
Oh. Tony Nesbitt wins the first round right on the button, and you all were very close, though. That was very good. Because nobody heard of Patrice Munsell. That's too bad, because she did sing well. Like, maybe she still does.
Well, no, aren't all opera singers just fat and around 70?
I know, that's what you'd think, but she was not. She was beautiful.
No, I'm just saying now, as we think of them now.
As we think of
her age might not be, but their waists are, yes.
Oh, yes. It seems that way, but she was... Oh, I can't talk about her anymore without filling up. I just fill up. I forget with what, but...
with gas.
With gas, yeah. With a song in my heart and gas in my stomach. Anyway, George...
I'd like to belch out a tune for you right now.
Well, that's awful. George Lucas, the movie producer and director from Modesto, California, wearing blue trunks.
Where he what?
And weighing 132 pounds. That sounded like I was introducing a boxing bout.
You said blue trunks. I thought you said wearing blue chunks, and I thought you were keeping up on the belching thing. And I was like,
Oh, please.
There's Michelle. There's a guy going right after your heart.
He directed Star Wars and the Indiana Jones series, and also TV's Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that. Do you remember that one?
Yeah,
you do remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the George Lucas anyway. And we're going to start with the very lovely and great vocalist, Jack Hart.
Oh, a great vocalist.
Yes.
When I was 17.
Right on cue.
Okay, thank you.
It
was a very good year. I'll say that George Lucas is...
Do you think this episode of the Dumb Birthday Game today is even more stupid than usual?
I think.
Could we have reached a new low?
We may have.
I thought we had, because I had reached, thought we'd reached the bottom a long time ago.
We've been digging through the bottom of the barrel for so long now.
You've dug a new foundation now.
Yeah. This is the Dumber Birthday Game.
In fact, I remember the book. I've been on the bottom of the barrel so long, I don't know which way is up. I think the book was called that, something of that nature. Anyway.
Is that right?
Jack Hart, what do you think?
52.
Okay, 52. Amelia, what do you say?
I think George is carrying a few more years than that. I'm going to say 58.
58. Oh, okay. And Tony Nesbitt.
Night and day. I'm sorry.
where does that come in?
You asked Jack for his vocalist, and I thought I'd just throw in my...
No, but I was thinking, if we're going to sing, maybe we could get something a little more appropriate. You could sing Back Home Again in Indiana would be close. Never mind. Maybe it wouldn't. Forget it.
He is.
That's if he's just trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Oh, shut up.
Jack, I usually get that, so I feel really, very good about myself tonight.
I'd like to answer now, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, actually, we do mind. Okay?
The orchestra is now just playing a very soft riff, so just go right ahead.
He is a stellar. Get it? Stellar.
Star Wars.
Excellent.
5-0-50. Okay, Adam, what do you think?
How about 55?
55.
No way.
No way. I think he's waiting for you to say that's the limit or something, you know?
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll make up for the next time.
Yeah, that's the limit. Okay, you happy now?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you know what I'm saying? Michelle.
I just want to say that WBZ-TV right now, it's a bunch of women dancing around with practically no clothes on.
What are we
doing? I'll talk to you later, Norm.
Nice
plan. I'm going to say 53.
You're watching BZ-TV? Is that what you said?
No, my husband is watching it right now.
I bet it's not BC. You know what station he's watching?
bites.
He's watching Channel 62.
No, you know what it is, Norm? It is BZ. It's a commercial for ET. It's about Italian TV.
No, this is a show. I don't know what it is, though.
Now, are you sure they're women?
Yeah, they're women. They have big costumes on. Little costumes and big headwear.
Oh, it's Vegas.
I don't know.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Any Wayne Newton for us there, Jack?
Any Wayne Newton? Oh, Schwanny, how I love you, my old Schwanny. That's when he gets older.
I see. Well, John. Let's ask John if he's still with us. How old George Lucas is today?
I'm going to go with 50 because he did that Where Were You in 62 movie, and so that would be like he was born in 44, I reckon, right? So that would be like 50.
Okay, actually, 50 is correct.
Oh, yes. So I knew that one, I have to admit.
Yeah, you came on with the 50 very positively. It seemed as though you had known that.
Yeah, I did.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just my opinion, you know?
Yeah, that's right, dude.
It's an opinion show.
Oh, you should be flogged. Oh,
yeah, that's right. We'll take you out and flog you, okay? So not that we mind your opinion. Nothing wrong with it. But that's the way you presented the opinion.
The opinion, Tony.
The opinion. The opinion, yeah. That's right. It's kind of like an opinion, only stupid. Okay. A couple of events here. And I tell you what, maybe we get another birthday here instead.
Somebody we know, Norm. Come on.
Yeah, okay. How about Tony Perez, the baseball
player? All right, we know him.
Okay, Tony Perez. Hold on a minute. Tony Perez. I have to write just in as a last-minute entry before I show my scorecard to the umpire.
Just for a hint, Norm.
I'll tell you about him.
Well, his son's playing in the major leagues now.
Ah, but he's part of the big red machine who helped Cincinnati to a couple of pennants in the 70s. He was fired as manager of the Reds after only 44 games of the 1993 season. Although that's not bad. Most of us have never managed a major league team even one day.
No.
He lasted 44 days.
Played for the Red Sox, too, didn't he? Later on?
Tony Perez did play for the Red Sox. Incidentally, did I correct that Red Sox win streak was only 3, not 5, like I said? I didn't actually say it was somebody else using my voice. Damn them, they do that every time.
How do they get on this frequency? No,
I don't know how they do that.
It's pirate radio,
That's right. It's a little trawler just off the coast of Nantucket. And they do that, they get a powerful signal aiming right for my head. If I may use a technical
bounce
term.
Bounce off the plate in your skull, right?
Okay.
No comment on that one?
No, I don't know what to say, no. Tony Perez, we'll start with, let's start with Adam Wolf. Tony Perez, how old do you think?
How about 42?
About 42 for Tony Perez. Okay, and Michelle?
I'm consulting with my hubby here.
Hey.
Yeah, not on my program, you're not.
Is Tony Perez the baseball player?
Tony Perez is the baseball player, yes. Played for the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay, 45.
Okay. And, of course, if your husband wins, or if you win, this will go a long way toward paying tuition for his entry when he goes to medical school, the prize that you get here.
Right.
He'll get him something. He'll get him a car fare.
Well, I suppose. John, what do you say?
Well, I'm trying to think of the first baseball card I ever saw, and he was kind of following through on his swings, kind of gritting his teeth, and on the back it would tell you that the year he was born. And that was 1970. I think I figured out he was 28 then, so 52.
52, wow, that was an interesting bit of work there. I can't say whether that's good or bad because we're going to call on Emilio and he has to guess first.
Okay, I'm going to hypothesize, Norm, that he entered the league somewhere between 65 and 68. Okay, so that would put him at, let's say 65. Okay, 75, 85, 95, 29, it's 21 when he came in. 50.
50, okay. And Jack Hart.
49.
Hey, what do you think, Tony?
51.
He's 52.
Oh,
John hit it right on the button.
Oh, I was also cool.
Did you know that, John, or did you? Were you just?
I remember that. You know, I.
He said he remembered the baseball
card. I was really
card.
Into that. You couldn't. You had to figure out how old the guy was by looking at his date of birth back then. You know. And so
that would, that's how
so
you
if I want to figure out how old a guy is, I figure out how old he was in 1970. Like you, when were you born, Norm? 24?
25.
25?
Uh-huh.
So you were...
the end of 25, so don't forget that. I was a late model, 25.
Well, I put him off. So you were 45 then. So add 24.
Wow.
So
you were old back then, though.
Just because you're only 12 years old, anybody over
like
18
I want to figure out how old I... See, I was 7 then, so add 20. So I'm 31 now.
Okay.
That's kind of an odd system, I would imagine, Norm. Wouldn't you think that would get complicated if you're driving on the bus, you know, just trying to figure out people's ages, what they were in 1970?
No, I find that kind of...
No, it seems to work pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it's restful. It's very restful.
What if they were born...
Takes your mind off important problems.
What if they were born in 74?
Yeah.
Negative 4 at 24-20.
Okay. The first Olympic... Huh? First, I'm giving you another quiz here. This is first Olympic Games in the United States were played, begun May 14th. And the question, of course, is what year was that? Was that the place? Let's see, I'll give you more of a clue here.
Yeah, do that.
Because if you know the place, that will help all it. St. Louis, Missouri.
Really?
Well, here's another clue. Okay, the Olympics were held in the United States for the first time in St. Louis, Missouri. They did not return to America for nearly 30 years.
And that was that Lake Placid?
No, that was St. Louis. Oh, when they returned?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I would say not. No, I would say it's not Lake Placid, no.
Okay.
Eddie Tolan won the gold in 100 meters.
100 meters what?
It doesn't say.
Swimming, running?
No, it was, I think...
I'm assuming it, because it was May, it was the Summer Olympics also, so...
Yes, it was the... Well, yes, because it was May 14th.
Yeah.
They very rarely...
He was the grandfather of Eddie Tolan... Oh, no, Bobby Tolan played for the Reds and was a teammate of Tony Perez, if you can believe
really?
It.
Really?
And how old
born
was he?
Born in 1945.
And that made him in 1970. How old was he?
I was 25.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's start with... let's see, we'll start with you, Michelle. No, we started with you already, haven't we? No, we haven't. No, we haven't. That means that you don't. That means we haven't. Okay. Well, what year do you think the first Olympic Games were played in the United States? What year was that?
Come on, hurry up. First Olympics in America. Or?
In the United States, right? And when they were played in St. Louis.
1920.
Okay, and Tony, what do you say?
I don't know.
That's fair. That's an honest answer, and that's fair. Just for that, I'll put down the correct answer next to your name.
Thanks.
And you can go to the bathroom and come back, and you'll be a winner. Unless you want to take a shot at it anyway, because you're that kind of a sporting person.
But it was, so it was, there was a 30-year gap in between... Well, the next time the games returned, anyway, right?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
And it wasn't Lake Placid.
No, it was not Lake Placid.
We can rule out 1950.
I think. See, that's what
Lake agitated.
See, Tony, I'm gonna say that I believe that sometimes Norm's book's incorrect, and I'm gonna say that it was Lake Placid when they returned to the United States.
Really?
Well, no, I don't have that information. It just seems to me that from the dates I have. That lake, it would not be Lake Placid. I'm just guessing. I don't know that for sure.
Now, why would you say that?
Well, so if I tell you, then I'm giving you more of a hint.
No,
you know,
I'm just saying that you don't have the date of when they,
No, I have the date of the first Olympic Games. And then they were held again in the United States 30 years later.
And do you have that
and
site?
And so when I add 30 along with the year, it seems to me that that was not the year they played Lake Placid.
Uh-huh. So that means you were armed with the knowledge that you knew the year Lake Placid was.
Oh, you shut up.
See, Jack,
Your Honor, whatever sentence you want to... I'll go to jail right now. Never mind this. What a prosecuting attorney you would make.
See, Jack, I knew I could get him to say that to me.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, anyway, I forget where we were. Oh, Tony was going to guess.
38.
19 what?
No. Yeah, 1938.
1938. Okay. John.
32, Los Angeles.
1932, Los Angeles. No, this was 19, it was 19 what, and it was not Los Angeles, it was St. Louis, Missouri. I told you the place. That was the first Olympic Games ever played in the United States.
Oh, that was 1906.
1906?
Yeah.
That what you're saying?
That's what it was, but that's not the Eddie Tolan one.
Hold on a minute while I look again on my score sheet.
I thought I was confused before.
No, it says Eddie Tolan, T-O-L-A-N, won the gold in 100 meters.
Yeah, that was in 32.
Well, maybe, did he have a father?
Assuming he was born, I guess so, right?
Popped out of the ground.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Okay, you're saying 1906 or 1932 or what?
If it's St. Louis, it's 1906. I mean, if it's Eddie Tolan, it's 1932.
Well, let's get one thing straight.
See, they don't count that 1906 sometimes because it's like out of order.
What do you have, your Olympic trading cards out now? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, that's right.
You're a little too knowledgeable. I don't like this all of a sudden.
Emilio, what do you think?
Well, see, now I can't think after all that's gone on here, Norm.
I know, and it's been festive.
Yes. Now, John, the 06 was an odd year?
Right. It was like they did it every two for 1 year, and, like, they don't even count it, like, in, like, the history of the games. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, well, then, keeping it, if you thought 32 was Los Angeles, that would be about the 30-year mark for returning back to the States. So
yeah, that could.
I'll go with 06 with John.
But there was a game in Squaw Valley in 60. And winter games. So
why does this man know so much about the Olympics?
Yeah, but they would have. Placid was before that, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe.
See, so then.
Let's go with 06.
06. Going with 06. Ought 06, Norm. Oh, ought 06.
19 ought 06. Sure.
Right.
Jack Hatt, what year do you think it was?
Let's see. Oh, my head is spinning after that. Wait a second. Oh, there we go.
I could be wrong about that. It could be 04.
Oh, be quiet. Don't throw everything off.
Can I say 05?
You want to say 05?
No.
No.
You have to say odd check.
Oh, I see. Even if I think it was like 1930, would I have to say?
Why don't you just name a year? Will you just name a year and stop?
I'm going to go with 1906.
1906. You're cluttered with that, eh? Adam, what do you think?
1902 ought,
same as what Michelle did. You guys are really pairing off here.
But she didn't say ought, did she?
No, but she
ought to.
Okay, the year.
Tony Norm was scrambling for the mics. He heard all that static coming through.
The first Olympic Games in the United States in St. Louis was 1904.
Yeah,
that's what John said on his second guess, but... So those of you who said 1906, and there were three of you.
Wait, 1904 would put it in line with the other Olympics because 20,
yeah,
30.
Yeah, so I was wrong. It was another one that was odd six.
But, I mean, we
got it. The next question, please. Oh, it's all right, don't worry.
Yeah, it was 1904.
Oh, just give us a scoring update. Move on to the next one, will you please?
I think so. Okay. let's see. John Ott Somerville has three answers.
Oh, he's cheating.
Yeah, and he's got the AP, Associated Press release in front of him, too.
Yeah. And Tony has two. Emilio and Jack both have one apiece, and Michelle and Adam
have
a tie for zero. That's they have hot. Okay, we're going to go to some birthdays next Wednesday.
All right.
May 18th. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Perry Como, for example, has a birthday.
Is he still have a special?
Day. Oh, yeah. He's still. No, I don't know. let's see. What can I tell you about Perry Como that may be some clue? Who's that breathing so heavily there?
Somebody who likes Perry Como, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
If it's one of the young guys around here, boy, I'm moving.
Well, we only do that for Tony Bennett.
You know what is, but Perry Como's first name is Pierino.
Pierino.
You know, P-I-E-R-I-N-O, Pierino.
No wonder he changed it.
And his middle name is Roland, and his last name is Rudy Como. His biggest hit, Round and Round, in 1957. In 1976, he received his 15th gold record for And I Love You So. He and his childhood sweetheart, Roselle Bellini, I think, B-E-L-L-I-N-E, Bellini, have been married since 1933. Harry Coma.
Okay. They've been married since 33.
He's been married to Roselle since 1933.
God, the guy's ancient.
Oh, boy, it's a wonder. He might even be dead as we speak.
By Wednesday, he may have taken his final breath.
I'll have to take these answers
okay.
back.
Okay, you guys. Okay, let's start with Jack Hart. Harry Como, he also did a song called Seattle.
He's married for 61 years?
61, yes, so, yeah.
Wow.
Devoted, loving husband, Tony.
Yeah.
Just plain stupid.
Yeah, he was a barber. He was also a vocalist with a band led by a man named Ted Weems. And they used to do a feature that Johnny Carson did later on, where they would ask the band, people would send in the names of offbeat songs, and the idea was for the band to try to
stump
play
talk.
Them. Stump. Yeah, in fact, we had a program on one of the stations I worked here called
The Stumpus Show.
The Stumpus, is that right?
Yeah.
On WHDH. With Ken Wilson and Bill Green. And,
right.
And they would try to stump them with
that. Yeah, my father was at a party some years ago, and he was trying to stump this lady with all these songs, and the only song that he could stump her with was the Stumpus song. Oh, Stumpus, can you stump us?
Oh, that's right. That's the way it went. Stumpus, can you stump us with a song we cannot play?
Wow.
Stumpus, can you stump us in the real old-fashioned way? Or
that's
something
it.
Like it's that, serious. Yeah.
They played for Bob and Ray, too.
That's right. That's right, they did. You're older than you sound, I think. Or do you just remember this through your father?
He's
31.
I'm younger than I look, but I'm still pretty old.
I see it happen in another life.
So I have a question. Was Perry Como a barber?
Yes, he was.
Of Seville?
Oh. Did you ask me that question so that you could lay into that kind of a bad piece of material?
Exactly.
Wonderful.
My plan worked to perfection.
What do you say, Jack Hart? Perry Como, how old would he be next Wednesday?
I'm trying to think of how old that other hit song he had. Hot diggity dog diggity boom. What you do to me? What you do to me?
Oh, God.
Jack should put out a record.
Yeah, he should. And then we can stop all over.
Great hits from the birthday.
I think Jack has a record.
Yeah. I can do imitations of stars when they get old.
Boy, this is the longest game I think we've ever been involved in.
Yeah, I could really be racking up the points here. You guys just...
I know that.
Well, I mean, when you cheat, it's easy to do that, so what are you worried about?
Oh, this gives you more time to ripple through your reference books. He's going to be 86.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow, Perry's kicking it.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a diggity...
Emilio.
What it's like now, Jimmy.
Oh, don't pick on the guy. He's a nice man. Emilio, how old do you think Perry Como will be?
If I remember back to 68 when I was 3 years old watching his Christmas special, he was old and decrepit then, though.
I don't think he's ever looked decrepit. I think the guy looks great.
Well, the stage lights, I could tell. I could
bring him out on a two-wheeler. He's never been like an upbeat person.
No, not at all, Jack. The guy running the
man's
strings.
Been married for 61 years. How upbeat could he possibly be?
When he was 29 years old, they brought him out on a two-wheeler.
Now, I'm thinking that Perry had a lot of hormones flowing through his loins and that he got married early on in life. So I'm going to say he was about 18 when he got married. So he's 61 years of marriage, blissful marriage. He's 79.
Can you imagine P. Areno and Weems? Do you think they got beat up a lot in the alley?
What?
P. Areno and Weems?
Well, he was the singer and the...
Oh, Ted Weems?
Yeah.
Well, why do you say that, P. Areno and Weems?
I don't know. It just sounds like the kind of names that if there were bullies out behind the theater when they were leaving, that, they might get beaten up.
Hey,
that
Weems.
Was, that was Ted Weems. That was his last name.
Ted was his first name. And also, I'm sure... Pierino, that was called Perry, right from early stages.
Oh, I see.
So it would have been Perry and Ted. You could beat up Perry and a Ted, too.
That's pretty right.
Okay, Tony, how old do you think Perry Como will be?
Jeez, it's like you were underwater there for a second.
This is the fishy birthday game.
I mean, this game has been going on so long, I've aged about 3 years.
He's bobbing for apples, Tony. I think he's hell.
Let's see. So I'm going to go on.
I want to survive till my 50th anniversary. That doesn't happen for another week and a half or so. I just want to make that date. That's all I'm asking for. This game is going to go till then, won't it?
All right. So let's see. Oh.
I love when he whistles through his teeth. You notice that? You can tell. You can hear all this bridge work falling apart here.
Dr. John in Somerville?
78.
Oh, boy, that took so much effort.
See, you only think he was 17 when he got
married. Oh, yeah. I think he may have been even younger.
You know what? I might have made a mistake, Tony, because he might be from the old country. He might have had a contractual marriage. It might have been set up when he was 13 or something.
Let's go on to Adam.
That's a good way to put it, too. Set up is right. Yeah.
Adam, what do you think?
83.
It takes a man a lot of years to get to develop maturity because Roma non fu fatta in un giorno.
No, they did not make Roma in a day. You are correct.
That's very good.
Well, I'm Italian. I understand these things.
I see.
And I'm not contractually set up to marry anyone either.
No, but I never thought Italians were only 4'3" tall and came with pimples.
No,
I have known a lot of those of, you pardon the expression, Italian descent. And I never saw anybody short and skinny like you. Anyway.
Well, tall and fat? Oh.
Yeah, they're all tall and fat.
No, they're all medium and fat, Tony, yeah. Actually.
No, Michelle, how old do you think Perry Como is or will be? On Wednesday.
Michelle has drifted off.
Yeah, Michelle's lost interest, as most of us have.
I'm listening to the Italian stuff. I'm Italian, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay, well, let's get off
to...
let's get off to a new start, because Scorbanova, Scorbabene. I have to twist the whole conversation around to get the few proverbs in that I know. Want to hear something really, really sharp in Italian?
Knife. No one.
Yeah, this used to be a sign-off for a program at WMAX when I worked there. We had an Italian language program each noon, and the announcer at the end would always say, Arrivederci a domani, stessa ora. Stesso stazione, un altro programma.
Same bad channel.
La Rossa, grade A. That was the sign off. I remember that.
I can do the old WNBP new reporter sign off.
They still have it. They still have it
at noon. The Italian program.
Well, that was this was about noon every day. Yeah, 12:30.
I could give you a little Italian toast. That's kind of off,
Italian toast.
Off the,
on
off the center, but not.
But not too filthy?
No, it's not filthy, but it's,
Oh, go ahead. That's just see if I can understand it.
Mangia bene e caca forte, non te ne avrai paura della morte.
Is that pure Italian, or is that one of the dialects?
It might be a dialect, because my family's from...
Because the mangia is...
Well, what I said was...
eating something
before you die.
Eat well... and crap hard, and don't be afraid to die.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, isn't that nice.
I told you.
You know, that's the...
Let me get up my hanging.
Speaking of going down the toilet this show, huh?
That's so sentimental and wonderful.
Yeah, I'm kind of flushed.
I wish somebody had given me that advice when I was younger.
You wouldn't have to be on that high fiber diet you are on now, right?
Remind me never to ask him to translate anything he ever says or say anything.
Oh.
I told you that the last center, Norm.
Okay.
After you say that, you clink your glasses full of Metamucil and you head home.
Michelle?
Mucilix.
Okay, I'm going to say 78.
Say
something, please.
John, what do you think? Do you have a baseball card with Perry Como?
But he looks a lot like Dick Farrell.
He looks a lot like who?
Dick Farrell. He used to pitch to the Phillies.
Oh, I see. Well,
we've lost our minds.
He was born in 35, so I'll say he's 80, which means he was
56, I guess. What a project.
So you're going to guess 80.
I think we started Perry Como at 3:30. Did we not?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday.
Perry Como. Yesterday. All my dreams are there. Anyway, Perry Como's 82. Will be 82. Adam Wolf's at 83. Adam breaks into the scoring column, everybody.
Did you notice Adam was the only one that didn't have any commentary. He just said 83.
Yeah, he just said it. You know, fooling around. And that ought to be a lesson to all of you and to Boy Scouts throughout America. Bill Macy, he was born in Revere.
Oh, Walter on the Maud.
That's right. He played B. Arthur's husband, Walter, on TV's
Revere. He's from Revere?
Wow. Yeah, at one time he was a cab driver. It doesn't say where, whether it's Revere or... in the film, he was in the film Nothing in Common. Do you remember that film?
Is that Jackie Gleason?
Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason?
Oh, is that Jackie Gleason's movie, yeah?
Yeah, that's I think, yeah.
Okay, that's Bill Macy. He always has kind of a sad look.
Yeah, Maude, right?
Well, if you were married Maude, to Maude, yes. Wouldn't you be sad?
And that was his only line the entire show. But Maude.
Yeah. Okay. We'll start with you, John. Bill Macy, hey?
Why don't you come home, Bill Macy?
Okay, that's 44. 68.
Okay. And Michelle?
67.
I bet right now Jerry is saying to you, you go on that program and you play the game one more day and it's Splitsville, sweetheart.
I won't even notice.
Oh, that's so sad. Okay, Adam, what do you
have a chance, Amelia?
Who are we talking about?
If I keep throwing us some more quotes, Tony.
Oh, we're talking about Bill Macy. Do that imitation again, Jack.
But Maude.
That's the fella, Bill Macy. What do you say, Adam?
71.
Okay, Tony, what do you say?
71. That was my answer.
That was your answer, too. Okay, and Emilio?
I think he has a few more hard liquor years on him than people are giving him credit for. I'm going to say, Maude was what, 78 was her heyday? When was that show on? Is there any dates on that?
I do not have,
no.
Mid-70s? Okay, so, yeah, 16, 56. Yeah, 71.
Okay, 71.
Ancestry seems to disagree completely.
Yeah, after Tony and Adam already said 71. Jack.
I'd say that Maude's husband.
What are you imitating now?
That's B. Arthur.
That's B. Arthur. I see.
I thought he was doing
it. You know she was a drill sergeant?
I can believe it.
All right, was she in World War II?
I don't know when, but she was a drill sergeant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought he was doing the next door neighbor, his friend there.
Conrad Bain?
Yeah.
I'd say that, no, that was Maude, you know, she was deep voice.
Walter.
Come on. If I don't get some nasty letters about this whole program here today.
I'll bet you get so many phone calls from people loving the show.
Oh, God, I hope so. I hope you're right. Gee, I hope you're right. Oh, boy.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to encourage us.
And we'll be back tomorrow night.
There's no we need encouragement. I think a little discouragement would probably be more proper. Anyway, would you do the Bill Macy, please?
But Maude.
You know, cut that out. I didn't mean that.
Plain old 70.
How do you do that? But Maude.
But Maude.
But Maude.
But Maude.
He doesn't sound like he's from Revere, though. He sounds like he's from New York.
Bensonhurst, that's really hip to say, not to just say New York, but Bensonhurst.
I like to go to the little, you know, neighborhood enclaves.
Does anyone know Ohio they lived in?
Pardon me?
Does anyone know a town in Ohio they lived in?
No, they were from upstate New York, weren't they?
I thought they were from Tuckahoe.
Tuckahoe,
I
can do, yeah, that's right.
Adrienne Barbeau, she was the daughter. She used to say stuff like, don't worry, Mom and Dad, it'll be okay.
Yeah, that's not as funny.
She got it just like that, too.
Yeah, she did, but it's not as funny as, but Maude, but Maude. Anyway, Bill Macy's 72. Oh. 72. And so Adam, Tony,
and
Emilio, yes. Okay, I think we're going to have to wrap this up now because we're getting awfully close.
Is there a tie score, though?
Let's see there. We have 3 correct answers for John, and we have...
3 correct for Tony.
Three correct for Tony is correct. And we have two for Adam. We have two for Emilio. One for Jack Hart.
Oh,
let's go one quick one, Norm, to see if Adam and Emilio can tie it up, or Tony.
You
or
have to
John.
Go very quickly, though, because we don't have much. Robert Morse.
Who?
Robert Morse. The Morse code?
He's from Newton, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
He was on The Secret Storm. He won the Tony Award for True, you know, playing Truman Capote, which was a big hit. Best known for how to... He was How to Succeed in Business Already Trying. He's the one who sat in front of the mirror and went, "I believe in you," which sounded like a love song. But in the play, the man was singing to himself in the mirror. Anyway, that was Robert Morse. Still very boyish looking. Even today, it was on some television program. Well, no, it was an old... I'm sorry. No, it was an old movie. I just remember. No wonder you look boyish.
He looks old, but I'm good,
yeah. It was an old movie. Robert Morse, we better do this quickly. Starting with Jack Hart.
Oh, let's see. He's 54.
Emilio?
59.
And Tony?
57.
Adam?
58.
Ooh. Michelle?
57.
57.
Thank you, Michelle.
John?
Am I the last one?
Pardon me?
60.
You're the last one. What do you say?
60.
He's 63. You did come to the closest.
He cut us all off.
John, you cut them off at the pass.
Okay, now what do I win?
I can't tell you that. I forgot to mention the fact that the prizes are all worthless, useless, kind of nothingness, junky stuff.
Okay.
I don't know what it is yet. It depends on what I can steal out of the desks of the sleeping secretaries. I have to rifle through, your partner expression, their drawers and see what I can grab. It might be a memo pad. It may be a portable radio. Maybe pictures of their loved ones. I don't know, whatever is there. Hey, I want to thank you very much, all of you. Michelle?
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun, too. Best to you and your husband, and thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, and Johnny, Emilio's talking to John, taking his address so we can send him the junkie prizes. Adam, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Norm.
This was, I imagine, kind of an enriching experience for you.
Very.
Yes. Yeah, that's everybody says that. It's amazing. What's that?
I'm dumbfounded.
You're dumbfounded? I see. Aren't we all?
At least he's partly correct.
Hey, we're going to talk to you in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Jack?
Yes.
Okay. And Tony?
Yes, Norm?
It's a pleasure. You want to hang up on me?
I don't know. How much time do we have?
We have... Oh, you want to give the station break? You can do,
do
that.
Do I?
Yeah, we have time
I
to do
that.
I just wanted to... I tell you, we'll do the jingle going in, but why don't you say...
Can we dance?
Can we? Well, no, we don't have too much time for that.
Okay.
Within the next 5 seconds, if you would say, "We'll be back after the news, you betcha," or something like that.
We'll be back after the news, you betcha. WBZ Boston.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now on WBZ. Your only choice for breaking news 24 hours a day. News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
All of this madness wouldn't be possible if it were not for our sponsors. Will it be Silver City Dodge's Lucky 7 sales event or a red carpet lease from Dave Dinger Ford? To help you with that decision, let's hear about them both.
All offers at dealer retail with approved credit plus tax tag title. Dealer to subsidize 6 payments of 60-month contract to buyer source till September 94. Remaining payments at 7.5 APR. Discounts or rebates in lieu of offer.
This year, you don't have to go to Atlantic City, fly to Vegas, or play the lottery to be a winner. Just get to Silver City Dodge Toyota and Silver City Ford Hyundai Coachman Lucky 7 sales event where everybody's a winner. Brand new cars from just $77 down and $77 a month. Every make, every model, just $77 down and $77 a month till Labor Day. Plus, when we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Don't miss the opportunity of a lifetime. It's the biggest Lucky 7 sales event. Buy your next car, truck, or van for just $77 down and $77 a month now through Monday only at Silver City Dodge Toyota and Silver City Ford Hyundai Coachman, Route 44, Raynham, exits 13A and 13B off Route 24.
I'm a Dinger, do it.
Come and see me.
Come to Dave Dinger Ford in Braintree.
In
Why are so many people leasing a new Ford car or truck from Dave Dinger Ford?
The plan!
That's right, the red carpet 24-month lease plan.
Why 24?
Because it's smart to renew every two.
Every two?
Sure, instead of locking yourself into a 3, 4, or 5-year lease or finance contract, the red carpet lease plan lets you drive a brand new Ford car or truck for just 2 years. Then return it for a new one, keep it, or walk away. Your choice. You cut down your car's expense and drive a new car every 2 years with a bumper-to-bumper Ford warranty.
Smart!
And economical. Ask our leasing experts about the red carpet plan today at Dave Dinger Ford, exit 6 off 128 in Braintree. See why so many people are leasing these days.
Have a Dinger do it.
Come and see.
Come to Dave Dinger Ford in Braintree.
In Braintree.
Look for the big American flag.
Whew. Those deals were so good, I think I'll take one of each. How about you? Until next time, with a song in my heart and gas in my stomach, I'd like to close the vault and ride the radio waves home. For Perry Como, Emilio Morata, the reserved and dignified Adam Wolf, Ken Wilson and Bill Green from the old Stumpa Show on WHDH, Jack Hart, Frank Sinatra, Jackie Mason, Walter from Maud, Arthur Godfrey, Jack Benny, and that strapping Swedish guy, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.